News coming out of Hungary today. Hungary and Cyprus step up together to help persecuted Christians. Hungary and Cyprus are very similar in views on important issues, such as peace in Ukraine and strict action against illegal immigration. Foreign Minister Peter Szijjártó said in Budapest on Tuesday, "In addition, the two governments signed an agreement on cooperation for the protection of Christian communities in difficult situations." The minister said that this joint press conference with his Cypriot counterpart, Konstantinos Kombos, that both countries are facing the challenges of illegal immigration and therefore they agreed on the need to protect the external borders of the EU member states, to tackle human trafficking networks, and to get help where the trouble is so as to not encourage migration flows. Cyprus is facing the highest number of first asylum seekers in terms of population. We here have detained hundreds of thousands of illegal migrants on our southern border. So we agree that Brussels cannot abandon the frontline countries. Brussels cannot support migration, Peter Szijjártó stressed. Obviously, it is nonsense to punish countries that otherwise protect Europe identity and European security by stopping illegal migration. So illegal migration should not be managed but stopped. Mr. Szijjártó pointed out that both Hungary and Cyprus stand for peace, that Hungary strongly supports the peace efforts of the U.S. President Donald Trump, and that everyone should do the same. We oppose energy sanctions as they would raise energy prices in Hungary, and we have made it clear that only the Hungarian people can decide whether Ukraine should join the European Union or not, he said. These debates will be on the agenda of the European councils for a long time to come, and we are happy that Cyprus and Hungary are thinking along the same lines on important issues, he emphasized. The minister announced that two governments have signed an agreement in cooperation in the field of diplomatic training and the protection of Christian communities in difficulty. He stressed that both Hungary and Cyprus take their Christian heritage seriously and feel a responsibility towards persecuted Christians, supporting their localization, which is particularly needed in the Middle East. In Syria, we have provided humanitarian assistance to Christian communities in many areas, especially following the recent massacres. We are helping Christians to restart family businesses and rebuild the education system. And in Lebanon, we are also contributing financially to the renovation of several Christian churches, Mr. Szijjártó recalled. We will continue this program, standing up for Christian communities in difficulty and for Christian values worldwide, he said. He added that few other countries in Europe dare to speak frankly and openly about the need to support Christian communities, but Cyprus is one of them, and from now on, they will join forces in the field of support programs.